Okay, so we're going to deviate from Hilchos Kriyat Shema for a little bit. We actually started this with Hilchos Tefillah, and we deviated to Hilchos Kriyat Shema, so we'll try to get back to Hilchos Tefillah. So I think the first question that really comes up a lot, and especially nowadays, specifically where we live, that how early can we daven really shacharis? You know, is Alois HaShachar, Nitzachama, the different times, Mishiyaka, what's Molochachila, what's B'dievet, what's considered Shasatak. So the Gemara, the first Mar Malkum Mosav, the Gemara in Brachas Avchavav Medalev. So the Gemara there starts from the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Tfilos HaShachar Al Chatzois, that Tfilos Shachris, you can daven until Chatzois. Rabbi Yehuda Omer ad arba shayis. So Rabbi Yehuda says, no, you can only daven until 4 hours into the day. Then the Mishnah goes on with Tfilas Mincha and Marav, but that's not really our sugya, so we'll go straight to the Gemara. So the Gemara asks the Kasha. So the Mishnah says you can daven shachris until chatzos. Verminu, mitzvah so ima neitzachama. The mitzvah to daven shachris is with neitzachama. As soon as neitzachama comes in, that's when you're supposed to daven. Kadesh yismach gul l'tfilah. V'nimsa mispal b'yayin. So it comes out that you should do that in order to be Saimach Gula Tefillah, which we spoke about last week also. So it comes out that you're davening, as soon as Neitzach Hama hits, you're ready to daven Shachar. So that's really the mitzvah of davening Shachar. So why does the Mishnah say, until Chatzos, the mitzvah is really until Neitzach Hama? So the Gemara answers, Ki Tanya Ahi Levasikin. When it says you're supposed to daven Shachar with Neitzach Hama, that is for the people that daven Vasikin, well, the Vasikiners. The Amr Rabbi Yochanan Vasikin Hayu Gaimer Naisay Menezachama Vasikin. The Vasikin people, they would finish Kriyishma and Davin Shachris and Davin Tefila Shachris Manasay with Neitzachama. Okay, now we can. That's really enough of the Gemara to see. And the Gemara goes on a little bit more. So Rashi says, like, just to say, what does it mean Vasikin? You know, we always hear about davening Vasikin. What does it mean davening Vasikin with Neitz? He says, Rashi says, Vasikin means hamakdimin the mitzvahs, the people that are makdim themselves to do mitzvahs. Umechazrin lasoiz dovers bevizmane umitzvosoid. They want to daven the proper zman. Makdimin la'achar neitzachamas palos. So they're makdim to daven right after neitzachama. V'chit namas nisin. So when the Mishnah said, Tfilas HaShachar, when it says, an chatzois, that is talking about lema'achrin. Those are the lazy people. Those are the people that want to daven later. Okay, maybe we shouldn't call them lazy. They just want to daven later. Shelo ya'achir yoyser mechatzois. Even if you want to daven later, you shouldn't daven later than the chatzois. Shemisham ve'elach avar zman. After chatzois already, this man is over. So, all we see from this Gemara really is that Neitzachama is a nice thing to daven because that's vasikin, and the latest you can go is chatzais. What about before Neitz? Can you daven before Neitzachama? Doesn't really talk about that in the Gemara. So the Rosh brings his next Ma'ar Malkum. He says like this. He brings the Gemara. Tfilas HaShachar Chatzais, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Ad Arba Shois, Tfilas HaMincha LaErev, Yehuda Omer LaPlaga Mincha, Tfilas Erev In LaKfa, V'Shal Musafim Kol Yom. So that's Achatzais Utchilas Zmana. What's the beginning zman of davening? Yira Mishaala Barak HaShachar Veheyir Pnei HaMizrach. When the first ray of sun comes out, and Veheyir Pnei HaMizrach, and the eastern side is lit up. Midi Dehavei Atamen HaShachar. Right, we learn out davening. We learn out Shemoneh Esrei from the Karbanos that we read, the Tamid. The Tamid Shel Shachris, so the Tamid Shel Shachris was brought by, according to what the Rosh is saying, is by Alois HaShachar. Even though the Ikr Mitzvah is to daven Neitzachama, K'desiv Yeruchim Hashemesh, Mikamakoyim im Hispal B'zu Asha Yatza. So he says it's very interesting how to understand it. So the Rosh says, the beginning of this man, the earliest man is Alois HaShachar veHeyir Pnei HaMizrach. And it's important, these terms. Alois HaShachar, Heyir Pnei HaMizrach. Because we're going to see that there's another Zman, which is called Alois HaShachar, which is not Heyir Pnei HaMizrach. So it's Alois HaShachar, Heyir Pnei HaMizrach is the time that you can daven, but Mitzvasa is with Neitzachama. So it sounds like from the Rosh, he says, Mikamakim, Mispal, Bazu, Asha, Yatza. If you daven this time, then you're Yatza. So is that lechatchila, or is the Rosh saying that lechatchila you should daven nates, at least not before nates? If you daven before nates, then you're yaitza. In the beginning, it seems a little like back and forth, because in the beginning he's saying, well, what's the first man? The first man you would think is even lechatchila. But he first says the first man is Alois HaShachar, which is Heyer Pnei Mizrach, according to him. And then he says, no, really the mitzvah is Netzachama, and sounds like B'diyevet, you'd be Yaitzah. B'diyevet, you'd be Yaitzah if you daven before Netz, right, by Alois.
There's a third man of Mishyakar, that's like a total
separate. Yeah, so we'll get to all this manim as we go on. But yeah, just to keep it simple. So right now at least, we have the Rosh says Alois HaShachar, Heyer Pnei Mizrach, and we have Netz. Those are the two Zmanim that we know so far. And it seems from the Rosh, again, this is my understanding of the Rosh, is that it seems to be saying that really the Chatchila, the Zman is Neitz, but yeah, but if you daven before Neitz, you're Yaitz. So let's see the next mark, which is the Piskei Rid. So he brings on from the Gemara, Ramini Mitzvasim and Netzachama, the Gemara asks, like we said, that the mitzvah is with Netzachama, Kadesh Yismach Gula Tfila, Venimsim Spalbiyayim, Amad Zman Tfila Shachar Ban Neitzi, Vehechi Tanan Al Chatzois, that he adds in his own words, Kitan Yilvasikin, Pirish, Chasidim Shalim Akdimel Mitzvah Sumachayim Lasis Dover Zmanik Mitzvasai. The Chasidim, these Chasidim, the Davinim want to Davin Vasikin, and they want to be Makdim to the Mitzvah, so they want to Davin early Makdimim, Makari Kriyishma of Nain, the Netzachama. They Davin Kriyishma before Nates. To daven right away at the first possible time, Shemot Esrei, and also by that, by davening a little bit earlier, you get to be Seimach Gula Tefillah. But to daven before Neitz, Einon Rashoyim, Ki Adayin Lo Yigi Azmana. So according to Biskei Rid, he's saying pretty clearly that before Neitz, it is not the Zman to daven. It's not the Zman. So when the Mishnah says that you can daven until Chatzos, that is, just how late you can go. The market is whether it's Chatzos or Dalat Shoyis, Shemisham Eilachavir's man, after that time, this man's over. So again, you see pretty clearly from Piskei Rid that before Nates, no good. That's not this man for Shachars. It's like davening in the middle of the night. Taisus Arush is the next one. So he says, Ad Chatzos, Utchila Zman Anir Eli Mishiyala Baraka Shachar, Peb Neim Mizrach. Taisus Rosh seems to be Chaylak on the Piskei Rid. He says, no. That the earliest man is Alis HaShachar, the Heir Pnei Mizrach. Again, Heir Pnei Mizrach, which is important. Midit Havatam HaShabakar, Biker. Af Al Gav, the Iker Mitzvasim and Netzachama, even though you're right, the Iker Zman is Netzachama, that's the best man, Kedachsiv Yerucham HaShemesh, Mikomakam, again, this Lashon, Im Hispalo Bezu HaShah Yatza. If you daven at this time, then you're so similar to the Lashon of the Rosh. And again, he starts up saying, no, the Zman is, the earliest man is Elis HaShachar. The Iker Mitzvah is Netzachama. So if you daven this time, then you're Yaitza. Again, so it sounds like, again, from the Taisa Rosh, that Lamaisa, the Iker, this man, is Nates. But if you daven earlier, you can't say that it's not this man. It is this man. Even though it's not the Iker's man, you should be davening Nates, at least after Nates. Still, you're going to be Yaitza. Okay, that's enough of that. Tabnei Yeshua asks probably a kash that everybody asked right away as soon as we learned the Gemara. What did the Mishnah say? The Mishnah said that if you daven, what's Tefillah Shachar Ad Chatzos, which Pashut means you can daven Shachars until Chatzos. And then the Gemara asked the Kasha, Ramini, a strong Kasha, that how can you tell me till Chatzos? The Brisa said Mitzvasim and Netzachama. The Mitzvah is with Netzachama. So how can you tell me Chatzos? It's Netzachama. What's the obvious answer is, well, one's telling you how late you can daven. Like, what's...
Yeah.
It's such an obvious... Like, well, obviously, yeah, the mitzvah is to daven. The earliest daven is mitzvah nezacham, and then after that is night. Like, what's the kasha? So that's what Yeshua asks. And some others also ask the same kasha. V'minu mitzvah nezacham k'deish yismach gula tefillah. I'm not going to get to the Yeshua's answer. I mean, I prefer not to. I put it there in case you want to read it later. But, because it gets a little bit of a tangent, so... But it's kasha. L'char yesh atmaya. My kushya, double avach, he most of the pshiti the chilas mitzvah sem neitzachama. First of all, he says not only that, but it's pashit that the earliest man is neitzachama. Kimai kol mitzvahs shezmanu biyayim. Just like we know by all mitzvahs, anytime you have a mitzvah that the zman to do the mitzvah is b'yayim, everybody knows that this first man is Neitzach Hama. Mishum des rizim akdim l'mitzvahs. Umikol shekein hacha shu keneged taminim zmanim in Neitzach Hama. And for sure over here, when we're talking about the keneged the tamid shel biker, this man is from Neitzach Hama. K'nisim sech the tamid. So I'm not going to get into exactly what, you know, it seems like there's a machloek is when the first man for Tamid Shel Shachar is. You know, because it seemed to say earlier from the Rishonim that they held that the Zman for Tamid Shel Shachar is Alois. And the Pnei Yeshua seems to be saying, no, it's from Nates. But either way, they're saying that you look at the Tamid Shel Shachar, and since it's Pasha that the Pnei Yeshua is saying that you start from Nates, so of course you're going to daven from Nates. Obviously, that's what the Mishnah is talking about. Avol, he says, Tchil is man tfila, lo'oilom eim lochot demeyan Neitzach Hama. So the Tchil is man is for sure from Neitzach Hama. Kedash kan kiagan the Resh Mechotel, and in Kriish, Mashal Arvis, Vishal Shachris. Shoshonatan, let's call us man, Vesef is man. Over there, that says when the beginning of the end of this man is. So it's Pasha, and the next thing is parentheses, which is his tarets. But Lamais, what I want to bring up from this Pnei Yeshua is that you see that he holds that Tchil is man is Neitz. That's the earliest man for Nates. He doesn't say anything about Alois HaShachar. Okay, so that's a snippet of the Rishayim and Achrayim on this sugya. And now let's get to more of the halacha. So what's the halacha l'maisa? So the Rambam says, Hilchas Tefila, Perigim Halacha Zayin, he says, Amespalo Tefila Koidim Zmana. If you daven before the Zman, lo yotza yedei chayvasa. You have to know that. If you're davening before the Zman, you're not yotza your Tefila. V'chayzu mispal v'oises manas. So then you have to daven the whole thing again. It's not going to work. V'mispal tefil shachris b'shas hadchak. Acher sh'al anam ha-shachar yotza. Rambam says, so therefore, if you daven shachris b'shas hadchak, you're stuck. And you daven it after alam ha-shachar, you're going to be yotza. Because he holds that this man is, I guess, I may have cut and pasted here. But that he holds that this man to daven at least starts after Amon HaShachar, and therefore, if you would daven there, b'shas hadchak, then you would be yoytza as long as it was after Alois HaShachar. Because that is the Zman. So according to the Rambam, the Zman would be, after Alois HaShachar, would be the earliest time, and therefore, if you daven, b'shas hadchak, if you needed to daven, then it would be yoytza.
He's not saying b'diyah or l'chakela. It sounds like it's okay to do.
Well, b'shas hadchak usually is b'diyah. I mean, b'shas hadchak is k'diyah. So b'shas hadchak, no, meaning, if you're in a shas adchak, then you l'chadchilo can daven that way. The shas adchak is the same dargo as v'diyevet. So that's the deal. So then the next thing is the tour. So the tour, when he brings out, he says, "Zman tefilas hashachar maschil, misha ala amar hashachar v'heir pnei mizrach." So he says that the zman tefilas hashachar starts from amar hashachar and heir pnei mizrach, which is, again, a zman that's a little bit after what we're going to call Alois HaShachar. It's a little bit after that Zman. She keneged Tamid HaShachar mi Ois HaShav Eilech Uzmano u'mikamak emirka mitzvasa v'netzach Hama ela shemispal b'shana yal m'shachar yotza. So again, it sounds like similar to the Lashon of the Rosh that if you daven after Alois HaShachar you would be yotza, but you should daven the mitzvahs to daven really l'chadchila by Netzach Hama. And again, the Shulchan Aruch, very similar to the Torah, basically word for word, that Zman Tefilas Shachar is mitzvasa that begins Netzach Hama. But if you daven mishalom hamashachar v'heir pnei mizrach, then it's yaitza. Okay, now the Nachlitz Tzvi is going to come and take this a different direction. So he's going to say that even though it seems to be saying that everyone's saying that b'diyeved, that l'chadchila you're supposed to daven neitz. But if you daven before neitz, b'diyeved you're yaitza, maybe nishas hadchak, you would be yaitza b'diyeved, but you should try your best to do it by neitz. Or at least not before Nates. So Nachlitz Tzvi talks about Rebbeinu Yeruchim, which Rebbeinu Yeruchim is brought in the Beis Yosef. So he says, Avim Lashon Rebbeinu Yeruchim, it's a very long Nachlitz Tzvi, so I only cut out a piece, that the Lashon Rebbeinu Yeruchim, he's talking about this whole Alam Shachar business and the Nates business. So he says, Lashon Rebbeinu Yeruchim, Shehevi Beis Yosef, Einei Mashmekein, Shekasav Zelshon. So this is what Rebbeinu Yeruchim says. Zman Tfila, Mishayakar Eschaveiroi Berichuk Dalad Amas. Everyone's heard of the Zman of Mishayakar. So he's saying that the Zman Tefillah is from the time of Mishayakar. U'mitzvah min ha-mufchor she'yispal achra Neitzach Hama miyad. And the mitzvah min ha-mufchor, meaning the best type of mitzvah is to do it after Neitzach Hama right away. V'oid pasha b'tfilas ha-shachar, d'mispal mishalon ha-shachar, v'heir p'nei mizrach yotzah. Adkan. The mevur milashin. So what's the mevur from his lashin? This is how he's learning. Shasavar she'ein shir alayis amna shachar uzman shir schaveh berichli dal amashava. They're not the same zmanim. The zman of alayis hashachar and the zman of mishiyakar are not the same times. El zman alayis hashachar hu koydim zman shir schaveh berichli dal amas. When we talk about alayis hashachar proper, that's talking about before, it's a zman before mishiyakar. V'savar the acher amen hashachar eini yoytza el b'diavad, and he holds that if you daven after alois hashachar, you're only yoytza b'diavad, meaning that if you daven before alois hashachar, before mishiyakar, that's b'diavad. Mishiyakar is before nates, for sure.
Is there what is mishiyakar? I mean, again.
Right. So mishiyakar. Let's finish this. Let me just finish this, and then but the Nachas Tzvi is saying that. That right, that there's two clearly two zmanim. Av mizman sheyirz chaveir v'ashoy lechatchila l'spala. So Nachas Tzvi is saying that lechatchila you're allowed to daven after mishiyaker. Rak shel mitzvah min amavchur yaseh tov shispala chanesachama miyad. But mitzvah amavchur se daven nates. But lechatchila it's 100% mutter. There's no even b'diavad. There's no even shas atchak. You can daven mishiyaker. Okay, now let's just talk zmanim. So before nates. When we say Alois HaShachar, when you see on the calendar Alois HaShachar, so generally the Alois HaShachar is either somewhere between 72 minutes or 96 minutes before Nates. So whatever Nates is, you go back 72 minutes or 96 minutes, I'm saying 90 minutes, somewhere between 72 and 96 minutes is Alois HaShachar. And that's the earliest time. So that's that. And then Mishiyaker is somewhere between 30 and 60 minutes before Nates, and when we say Alois HaShachar Heir Pnei Mizrach is a little bit before Mishiyaker. So the way it works is 72 minutes or 90, somewhere between 72 minutes or before, or 90, 96 is Alois, when we talk about Alois. Huh?
Yeah, Alois and Alois Rishayim.
That's what they bring down there?
90 and 72. They call 72 as Alois
Rishayim. Oh, okay, fine. So I mean, yeah. So that's Alois, and then then later than that is Alois Heir Pnei Mizrach, when the whole Mizrach is right light. And then a little bit after that is Mishiyaker. And then 30 minutes or 60 minutes later is Nates. So, okay, so here at least the Nachas Tzvi is saying like this. If you daven, if you want to daven like these early days that we have, where you have Nates is 8 o'clock and everyone can daven 8 o'clock. So if you want to daven really 30 to 60 minutes before that time, you can still be getting, according to the Nachas Tzvi, l'chatchila. L'chatchila, you can be davening then. According to the Shulchan Aruch, and according to the other ones, it seems to be saying that no, l'chatchila, you need to daven after Nates. Shas Atchak, you can daven, you know, Alois HaShachar, Heir Pnei Mizrach, which is around Mishiyaker. But before that time, no one's talking, the Shulchan Aruch is not saying that you can daven. And we'll see soon a little bit more. We'll see in a second. So the Pri Chadash says, which is the next thing. He says, "Lechatchila yachol espal mishalom hashachar peyvnei mizrach." Lechatchila again, the Pri Chadash also holds like the Nachlas Svi that you can lechatchila daven mishalom hashachar peyvnei mizrach. Midi davetavin umiyum espal mishalom hashachar yatz. If you daven earlier than that, then you're yaitza. So this whole b'di'evad lashon, according to the Nachlas Svi and the Pri Chadash, is only before Mishiyaker. But Mishiyaker, everyone can daven lechatchila, no problem. It's the same thing as davening later than Nates. The same way, you know, it's obviously a better mitzvah to daven by Nates, but the same way you can daven an hour after Nates, it's completely lechatchila. You can also daven Mishiyaker and An, which would be a half hour before Nates, or 45 minutes, or until 60. According to some shittas, that's that you can daven even lechatchila according to the Bichosh and Nachas Tzvi. So Mishabru is on this. On this, on the Mechaber that says that the earliest man is Alei Ramashachar v'Heir Pnei Mizrach. So he says, if you daven that time, like we said, this lashon, then you are yotza bidi eved. So the Mishabur just speaks out clearly, yotza bidi eved. But he says, afilu b'shlobish hasatchak, meaning if you daven earlier, you thought it was early. You don't have to daven again. Like even if it's not a shasatchak, you can daven. He says, u'b'shasatchak. You have to get up early. You got to go to work. You have to be at work at 8:30. If you dive in at Nates, you're not going to make it. So it's or you have to get an early flight. Ukihai gav nashar dechak v'oynis. Afilu lechatchila. So he's saying, Mishnah Berurah is saying like this: Pshas Archak, if you have to, you got to be somewhere, and you don't have the option, then you could daven, even the Chachila, Mishahei Pnei Mizrach, but not before. So Hei Pnei Mizrach, you could. Now, if you would take a look here, there's a nice long Bir Alacha, and the Bir Alacha here talks about, he brings all these different cheetahs down, and he discusses what his opinion on the matter is. And his opinion is like this. He says to daven, basically what he says, he says to be Saimich on the Nachas Tzvi and the Prichadish is not advisable L'chadchila. You know, he says there's common v'kamen rishayim and poskim that don't hold that you can daven before Heir Pnei Mizrach. He says if somebody does, then yeah, maybe you can't go over to him and be Meicha, but and letting everybody know that his opinion is that you should not be davening, even in Shas Adchak, before Heir Pnei Mizrach.
Which would be
somewhere between a half hour and 60 minutes before Nates. So if let's say, if Nates this week is at 8 o'clock, so Mishnah Berurah is saying, let's say you go even 60 minutes before that, you shouldn't be davening in the minyan before 7 o'clock. Even if you're stuck, you gotta be to work or whatever, You shouldn't be davening at a minyan that's before that time. Okay, fine, so we'll stop there.